Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Centre announces unified pension scheme for its employees. Also approves bio E3 policy for fostering high-performance biomanufacturing. Government gives North Vigyan Dhara merging three umbrella schemes of Department of Science and Technology. Union Home Minister Amit Shah asserts the country will be free from Naxal menace by March 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. IMD forecasts heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in parts of central and eastern India till tomorrow. Widespread rainfall in Gujarat predicted for next 7 days. And Indian parachuting team of 10 athletes departs for Paralympic Games in Paris. The Union Cabinet has approved the Unified Pension Scheme for government employees, which provides for an assured pension. Addressing the media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi this evening, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the first pillar of the scheme ensures 50% of the average basic pay drawn over the last 12 months prior to superannuation for a minimum qualifying service of 25 years. The second pillar guarantees that 60% of the pension is assured for the family after the employee's demise. Mr. Vaishnav said about 23 lakh central government employees would benefit from this scheme.
50% assured pension, ye UPS ka sabse pehla pillar hai. Iski detailing dekhni chahiye hame. Jo ye amount milega, wo retirement se pehle ke 12 mahino ki average basic pay ka 50% hoga. Assured pension ka jo amount hai, that will be the average of basic pay of 12 months before superannuation. Uska 50%. Aur is full pension ke liye qualifying service rahegi, wo rahegi 25 years. Yani 25 varsh tak agar kisi ne kaam kiya hai, to usko full pension, jo ye assured pension ka amount hai, wo milega.
Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi also approved the Bio E3 Biotechnology for Economy, Environment and Employment Policy to foster high-performance biomanufacturing. Mr. Vaishnav said the policy will provide innovation-driven support to research and development and entrepreneurship across thematic sectors.
Bharat Sarkar ki Union Cabinet ne 3 bade faisle liye. Usme aane wale samay mein bahut बड़ी इकोनॉमी बनने वाली है और बहुत बड़ा उससे रोजगार भी पैदा होगा. इसके लिए एक बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट था कि एक अच्छा पॉलिसी बने. बायो E3, बायो टेक्नोलॉजी फॉर इकोनॉमी, एनवायरमेंट एंड एम्प्लॉयमेंट.
The Cabinet also approved the continuation of 3 umbrella schemes which have been merged into a unified central sector scheme named Vigyan Dhara with an outlay of 10,579 crore rupees. This scheme comprises 3 broad components: science and technology, institutional and human capacity building, research and development, and innovation, technology development and deployment. Union Home Minister Amit Shah announced that the fight against Maoists is now reaching its final stage and asserted that it is time to launch a decisive and uncompromising campaign against left-wing extremism. Speaking to the media during his visit to Chhattisgarh, Mr. Shah assured that the country will be completely freed from the Naxal problem by March 2026. The Home Minister also announced that the Chhattisgarh government will soon introduce a new policy for the surrender of Maoists. He affirmed the central government's commitment to establishing law and order in areas affected by left-wing extremism and accelerating development in those regions.
हमने 2 उद्देश्यों से काम किया. पहला, नक्सल प्रभावित क्षेत्रों में रूल ऑफ लॉ एस्टैब्लिश करने के लिए प्रयास करना, और दूसरा, जो विनाश सर्जित हुआ था, इसके कारण सर्जित हुई विकास की खाई को भरकर विकसित क्षेत्र बनाना.
Mr. Cha chaired a meeting of the Interstate Coordination Committee for Maoist Affected States in Raipur today. The meeting was attended by Chief Secretaries and Directors General of Police from seven states, including Chhattisgarh. Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai and Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Sharma were also present. In addition to the Chief Secretaries and DGPs from Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Maharashtra, senior officials from the central and state governments participated in the meeting. The Home Minister is on a three-day visit to Chhattisgarh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the regional language version immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Jalgaon in Maharashtra and Jodhpur in Rajasthan tomorrow. In the morning, Mr. Modi will visit Jalgaon to participate in the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan. He will give certificates and felicitate 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis who recently became Lakhpati during the third term of the NDA government. He will also interact with Lakhpati Didis from across the country. In the evening, Prime Minister Modi will reach Jodhpur in Rajasthan. He will be the chief guest at the concluding ceremony of the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of the Rajasthan High Court. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the Rajasthan High Court Museum. A delegation of staff side of Joint Consultative Machinery for Central Government Employees today called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Secretary, staff side, National Council of Joint Consultative Machinery, Shiv Gopal Mishra, thanked the Prime Minister for interacting with the delegation, which represents 32 lakh employees. He lauded the government's decision on unified pension scheme. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In West Bengal, the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has filed an FIR in the financial irregularities case against Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, the former principal of RG Kaur Medical College and Hospital. Dr. Ghosh is currently being interrogated in Kolkata and a polygraph test is underway. The CBI obtained court approval for polygraph tests on Dr. Ghosh along with six others. Meanwhile, protests demanding justice for the RG Kaur victim are ongoing at various locations in West Bengal. Today, students and youth organizations from left parties such as the Students' Federation of India, Democratic Youth Federation of India, All India Democratic Women's Association and All India Lawyers Union participated in a rally towards the Kolkata Police Headquarters. A meeting was held at RG Kaur Medical College involving the junior doctors of the institute to discuss their return to service, but reached no conclusion. Meanwhile, the state government is increasing security at the State Secretariat Naborno in anticipation of the proposed Naborno Abhiyan on August the 27th in protest against the rape and murder of a second-year postgraduate trainee doctor at RG Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia payment for the victims of the bus accident in Tanahun district, Nepal. An ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund will be given to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Meanwhile, Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Kharse, has reached Kathmandu in Nepal today to oversee the return of victims and survivors of the road mishap. According to the Embassy of India in Kathmandu, 27 Indians were killed in the accident. More from our correspondent.
India's Minister of State for Youth and Sports, Raksha Nikhil Khadse, has arrived in Kathmandu to inquire about the health condition of Indian citizens who were injured in a bus accident at Anapahara of Ambu Khairani in Tanahun district. The Minister of State reached the Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital at Maharajganj and inquired about the health condition of the injured ones. 27 people died in the accident and 16 injured are receiving treatment at Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital. The wounded passengers were brought to Kathmandu on Friday in a Nepal Army helicopter. 25 bodies have been flown to Maharashtra through special flight of Indian Army today. Shweta Singh for Akashvani News, Kathmandu.
In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, terrorists opened fire on a joint team of the Indian Army and J&K police in the Watergam area of Sopor in North Kashmir's Baramulla district this evening. The vigilant troops, however, responded swiftly and an exchange of fire ensued in the area. According to defense forces, the operation was ongoing when reports last came in. Eminent sarod player Ustad Amjad Ali Khan performed at an event organized as part of the Azadi Sangeet Sammelan at Rang Bhavan in Akashwani premises in New Delhi today. Former Union Minister Smriti Irani and Director General of Akashwani Moshmi Chakraborty attended the event among others. Akashwani honored Ustad Amjad Ali Khan and his family at the event. He is the recipient of the Padma Vibhushan, the UNESCO Award and many other national and international honors. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that MSMEs contribute to nation building by providing vital supply chains to large industries and employment to millions of people. Addressing the 10th India International MSME Startup Expo and Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said MSMEs serve as both suppliers and customers for large industries and enterprises whose entire ecosystem consists of thousands of MSMEs.
MSMEs supply chain ho ya unke saman ko khareed kar usko aage istemal karne ki baat ho, as a supplier and as a customer bade udyog ko agar koi bal deta hai to hamara MSME sector. MSMEs bharat ke tourism mein, bharat ke infrastructure development, bharat ke niryat mein, export mein bahut important role play karte.
The Gujarat Pollution Control Board has launched an innovative campaign to curb plastic pollution and achieve a plastic-free state. Here is a report.
Gujarat Pollution Control Board has installed cloth bag vending machines similar to ATMs at all the prominent temples across Gujarat, providing devotees with easy access to reusable cloth bags. Similarly, reverse vending machines for plastic bottles have been installed at 7 major ST bus stands and 1 railway station, which have already recycled over 9,500 bottles in just 2 months. Currently, 14 machines have been installed at prominent temples in the state, including Ambaji, Somnath and ISKCON, where devotees can now receive prasad in eco-friendly cloth bags from these machines by paying just 5 rupees per bag, either inserting 5 rupees coin or paying through UPI mode. To further expand this initiative, GPCB is also planning to install similar machines at 250 Amul parlors across the state within next month. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Odisha, West Rajasthan, East Madhya Pradesh and Gangetic West Bengal till tomorrow. Heavy to extremely heavy rainfall is also likely over Mizoram, Tripura, Gujarat, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra during the next 2 days. The IMD has predicted widespread rainfall across Gujarat over the next 7 days. The Weather Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in coastal districts such as Amreli, Bhavnagar, Surat and Bharuch over the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, heavy rains have lashed several parts of the state today, leading to waterlogging in low-lying areas. In Tripura, an all-party meeting to discuss the flood situation was held in Agartala today under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha. Leaders deliberated on measures to provide relief to those affected by floods. Speaking to reporters after the meeting, the Chief Minister said according to preliminary estimates, the state has suffered losses amounting to 15,000 crore rupees. The Indian parachuting team has departed for the next edition of the Paralympic Games in Paris with high hopes of surpassing their previous achievements. The team, comprising 10 athletes, will compete to better their Tokyo haul of 4 medals. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Centre announces unified pension scheme for its employees, also approves Bio-E3 policy for fostering high-performance biomanufacturing. Government gives nod to Vigyan Dhara, merging 3 umbrella schemes of Department of Science and Technology. Union Home Minister Amit Shah asserts the country will be free from Naxal menace by March 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Man Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. IMD forecasts heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in parts of central and eastern India till tomorrow. Widespread rainfall in Gujarat predicted for next 7 days. And Indian parachuting team of 10 athletes departs for Paralympic Games in Paris. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.